Today, we speak with homeopath and educator Jill Steinbeck. She is the creator of Shape Up Us and the Hip Hop Healthy Heart program for children. They've created the first world-class online digital social-emotional whole child wellness curriculum from K to 6 that impacts education, health, and financial wellness. This program also has the first plant-based curriculum, Plant Power, which is plant-based nutrition for healthy children. They've also got some really funky hip-hop songs to really help your kids get into healthy living. And make sure that you listen to the end of the episode because we will be playing you a sample of their hip-hop homeopathy song. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Homeopathy Hangout podcast, where we discuss all things homeopathy from around the world. And now, your host, Eugenie Kruger.
Hello, homies, and a very warm welcome to Homeopathy Hangouts. Today, we get to chat with homeopath and educator Jill Steinbeck. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me.
It's such a pleasure. I can't wait to chat about your organization today. But before we get into all of that, can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you first got introduced to homeopathy?
Yes, my story is, you know, what's so fun about homeopathy and being a homeopathic practitioner is everybody has a great story or they wouldn't be here. And I just love that. And my story actually was 35 years ago, and I was driving to the airport to pick up my parents. My daughter was 1 year old. She was directly behind me in a car seat, and a woman just out of control hit me into the side of the face of the car at 60 miles an hour. And it was a perfect storm, actually, you know, because it was the first day that cell phones came out. And here comes somebody up, just walking up the first day. And they just said, "I have a cell phone. How can I help you? Who do you need to call?" And I went, "Oh my God, you know, what do you mean you have a cell phone?" You know, and then they called my husband at the time, and he went and got my parents at the airport, and my car was totaled, and everything was, you know, your body's been shocked. I knew nothing of homeopathy at the time. And I had started the first program on aerobics on mini trampolines. And about 3 days later after this accident, I went home and I had all my people in my studio to do mini trampolines, and my body went into shock from the accident.
Wow.
And I couldn't move. And it was so, my daughter was perfectly fine. And I met an intuitive wellness doctor, and I was with him for 10 years. I mean, just this journey was incredible. And then he turned me on to Dr. Todd Rowe, who was the founder of the American Medical College of Homeopathy.
Wow.
And he was my practitioner for quite a while, healed, you know, all the way, which was amazing. School started there. It was the eighth year in its class. I did a lot of, I'm also a cookbook author, so I did a lot of TV. I'm in the green room with Todd. We're talking to these veterans about homeopathy, because in order to heal the body, that's one of the weeks that we had. And he tells the veterans, you know, you can go to school for free. And I want to go to school for free.
Wow.
And so we chatted about it, and we figured something out that would work for both of us. Anyway, so it was just so great. And I went home, I said to him, "I don't want to let you down, but I don't want to let me down. I work full time. You know, my son's in high school. I still have him around. And give me 24 hours to think about this."
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I knew, I came home, and one of my cartoon artists for my Shape Up wrote a cartoon that said, "Expect the unexpected and do it anyway."
Aww.
And I went, "Oh, gosh." And so I called Todd and I said, "I'm in." And in 48 hours, I was enrolled to homeopathic school. When I walked into that class, I remember calling my mom and saying, "They're all like me."
Oh,
they're all like me. And it's never been looked back since. And I graduated 7 years ago and now work with the American Medical College of Homeopathy. So it's a wonderful journey. And my new dog, who is a white Siberian wolf, is named Journey.
Oh, wow. I want to see a photo of your dog.
It sounds incredible.
So tell us a little bit about Shape Up, Jill. Now, you just mentioned Shape Up before you started the homeopathic journey, right? So when did Shape Up start? And can you tell our listeners what it is?
Sure. So Shape Up Us is definitely a passion and mission that comes through me, not to me. And it started 13 years ago. And I always tell people, you got to be careful what you wish for. We did a health and wellness event and we're sitting around this board. And they said, well, what do you want, Jill? And I said, well, I want a nonprofit. I want to call it Shape Up Us. You know, everybody needs to shape up. They all have that story, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. What way do you need to shape up? And by the end of that meeting, a gentleman walked up to me and said, I have a nonprofit. I can't do it anymore. It's right along the same lines of what you're doing. I'd like to give it to you. And I looked up. I said, okay, God, what do you want from me? And that was 13 years ago. And the mission now is building a healthier future for children. And through that, we build a healthier future for our world.
Absolutely. And can you tell us a little bit more about the organization? So what does it do and what's its mission?
So the mission is building a healthier future for children. And we do that three ways. It's awareness, education, and action. So awareness is health and wellness events that we do throughout the United States. And we bring in a big Ninja Warrior obstacle course for kids. It's about education, getting them active, healthy plant-based eating, music, how to have your music, and DJ, inflatables. We have a 5K run. And we just bring the whole community together. And all monies that we raise for these events, we put it towards our education program, which is next. And that's the first social emotional whole child wellness curriculum. It has eight different modules. It's really cool. It's called the Hip Hop Healthy Heart Program for Children. And all monies we raise from the events, we give back to teachers and moms and school districts, homeschools, to have this curriculum to help us make the world a more sustainable place. And the eight modules are really cool. They're, so meet Dr. Beat. And this is learning all about your body through Dr. Beat. And how does your body work? I have learned, I'm an educator. I have a degree in elementary ed. And I learned that if we educate children, the whys, the wheres, the hows, the whats, they get it and they want to learn more. The second module is really fun. It's called Get Down the Pressure. This is a curriculum on why sleep is important, meditation, and homeopathy.
Wow.
So the first homeopathy curriculum, K through sixth grade. It's a program that is K through third and four through six. So we do personalized learning for that child to make it easier. And we teach, which is so different than everyone else, in all five senses, so that everybody can learn the way they need to learn. The third module is our nutrition module, and that is all plant-based. And we want to change the world. And it's never been taught into schools or into homes, unless it's individual, but not through a curriculum. And we wanted to make that difference. And under that umbrella, we have the power of water and the power of minerals.
Wow.
And then the next module is on exercise, and we have a yoga exercise curriculum. We have stretching, aerobic, anaerobic, but we created our own movement. And from that song, we created Clap for Health. And Clap for Health is when you clap your hands, you get happy, healthy, and active. And so in the program, they have to create their own Clap for Health movement and what that looks like, and then share it with the rest of the class or the family. The next module is dental health. And how does dental health relate to the heart? You know, they think, oh, well, we got plaque and it's not a big deal and we get it cleaned out. But what does that do for the rest of our body? And I was always so surprised that the kids never learned that. So that was real important to me because dental is so heart healthy. The next module is financial. So we're the first K through third teaching about money and what it is and how do you save and what do you spend on and how do you give back and also fourth through six. So it's great. And that ties into every part of your life, you know, the foods that you can buy, the lifestyle that you do have, the exercise that you can have, even just to buy the pair of tennis shoes. So we want to share with the children that this is an important part of that whole child. And that it's okay to have money. And hopefully our goal is in whether my lifetime or hopefully my children's lifetime to get rid of a lot of low income because they've learned what that looks like. The next module is one of my favorites. It's on emotions. It's hip and happy. We teach children they can be happy, sad, angry, frustrated, but how do we become more resilient, happier, healthier children to adults? And under that module is the power of your word. I like to bring that back to the universe, mm-hmm. how strong that is. Also, we talk about pets and the power of pets on unconditional love and responsibility all in the same breath. And then we also talk about bullying. And the bullying that we share is more about the bullying of how that person that's bullying you is hurting. Mm. And how do we heal them so that they don't want to bully anybody else because they like themselves?
Wow.
So it's a little bit different angle through that channel. And the last module, which I also love, we've taken in the first 7 modules to heal ourselves, but we've got to heal our earth. And so it's the sustainability of our earth and how do we heal that? And through that 8 modules, we have set a circle of wellness that works and becomes sustainable for life.
Mm.
And then our last part is about giving back in Shape Up, and that's awareness, and that's Clap for Health. And we created that you guys could do anywhere listening to this. We created it as a fundraiser. So when you clap your hands 1,500 times, you change the whole chemistry of your body on how you think and act. And so we raise money for your school, your soccer team, your employee wellness, whatever it might be, to help you raise that money. You get 50% of it, and the other 50% goes back into the curriculum to give your school or your organization that curriculum. So that Shape Up Us, and it's 13 years young, and it's totally fun. And since COVID, we did 16 cities in 2019, and we're back up and running, which is so exciting now. And we're focusing on 5 cities this year and building up back again.
I am completely blown away and speechless. I can't believe that this exists. And you have really taken everything to the next level. It's so thoughtful and it's so completely holistic in the way that you're looking at it. You really have thought about the little things. And maybe that's, I don't know if that's the homeopathic thing. Oh, no, but because you did actually this before the homeopathy. But, you know, with homeopathy, you always think, what is the reason behind it? What is it behind it?
Right.
So instead of just the surface. So the level of depth that you have put into, you know, the level of thinking and depth that's gone into this program is completely mind-blowing. I mean, even with the bullying aspect, just taking it from a different angle, why is that person hurting? And I'm so glad you talk about dental health and the holistic aspect of that, because, you know, many dentists aren't even aware of that. They just look at your teeth and that's your teeth and that's it. They don't look at the aspect of gut health. And I just want to share a little personal story that I was just telling you before we started recording. I had my appendix out 2 weeks ago, about 10 days ago. And I had my first round of antibiotics as an adult. So the last time I had antibiotics, I was a little kid. So we're talking, you know, 3 decades last. And I cannot believe this week of being on antibiotics, how it stuffed up not only my gut, but my teeth. I have this constant film on my teeth. My gums are so, so painful. It feels like no matter how much I brush, that film is not going. And I've obviously used my homeopathics, lots of probiotics, fermented foods, everything else. And I recognize that it's due to the antibiotics that my oral health is so affected. And, you know, so few people know about this, you know, the effect that our gut health has on our teeth. So I'm just amazed, blown away what you've got in here. Also, I just have to say something about the hip hop songs that you've got in there, because when you mentioned about teaching them about minerals, I listened to the little sample you've got on your website on magnesium. There was a little rap song about that. I thought that was so cool.
So did you hear the rap song on homeopathy?
I didn't make it to that one, no. But yeah, that's
fabulous. So When I graduated, that was such a fun story. When I graduated, you know, it's a journey just to graduate and to bring in all these friends that help pull you through it, because there's definitely moments that you're like, really? Can I do this?
Yeah.
Of course I knew I could do it. And I loved every second of it. But then we had the graduation and I decided I would create this. I'd have somebody create a hip hop song for the graduation. And I handed out a piece of paper and everybody stood in the audience and sang this song.
Oh,
So it was just so fun to just have all your friends start dancing and just because I would never have done it without homeopathy. You know, just that helped me so much through my journey and the different phases and layers that I had to go through, like we all do through something that we want. And so that was great. So everybody will have to go to the website. It's shapeupus.org. Go under the Hip Hop Healthy Heart Program drop down and go to take a look. And when you take a look, scroll down to the bottom and you'll see all the hip hop songs that we have. And the hip hop homeopathy is fabulous. I just played it for the school the other day and I said, you can play this at your graduation.
Love it. And can you tell us a little bit about the homeopathy module in the program? So what sort of things will the students learn?
Well, it's so great because I created that actually when I was in school. That was an add-on. And I had Dr. Marianne Ivons create that with me. And it just takes you through all the core remedies, the belladonnas, the aconite, the chamomile, all those to tell you what to do and teach you about them. And then there's all kinds of activities that you do that are fun with colors and then, of course, the song. So you're learning in all five senses on how to learn about homeopathy. So it's great. And we just launched, so all your audience can go, it's a new app. It's called Homeopathic Helper. Uh-huh. You'll see it. It's in bright pink. And it has 26 conditions. And you could go in and let's say you have a cold and you look at the symptoms that you have and it'll list all the remedies with the different symptoms so that you're able to pick what's best for you at that time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's on Androids and Apples and it launched this week. So we're very excited about that. And that ties into a lot of the curriculum that we did. That's what I wanted to come back and just add more information, not only for the children, but for the adults to help the children to learn what they're learning about. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so neat too. When the teacher teaches or the homeschool moms or dads or even the YMCAs or Boys and Girls Clubs, whoever might have it, they teach their family, you know, they teach it. It's not about just learning on that one level. It's a domino effect because the teacher can't help but learn it because we're trained the trainer. We teach the educator teaches the child and the child teaches the family. And then we do these health and wellness events. So that makes that circle of wellness whole. Mm-hmm. And again, sustainable. And so you have to learn it. And so it's just so fun who they teach and say, oh, I didn't expect to learn this much about this. So it just makes it very fun for everyone.
That's incredible. And I really hope your curriculum takes off, especially amongst the homeschool community, because we are seeing so many people homeschooling these days because of what's happening in the world and, you know, concerns about what's happening in schools. And especially here in Australia at the moment, a lot of people are pulling their kids out of the schools because of, you know, all the mandates and everything else that's happening. So I really hope that your curriculum takes off because this sounds absolutely amazing. It makes me want to go back to school and learn it.
Thank you. Now, do you have children?
I do. I did actually homeschool for 2 years and that was 4 years ago. We homeschooled for 2 years. And as you're saying this, I'm thinking, I wish I had this curriculum. It would have been so fun.
Well, you don't even have to homeschool. You can still take the curriculum now and teach your children just different things like after school stuff.
Yeah.
So love to donate it to you.
Oh, amazing. So tell us a little bit about the American College of Homeopathy, which you're still involved in as well. And yeah, just how that came about and what sort of options for study you have over there.
Excellent. I'd love to. So we're so excited. We created a new 45-hour acute care class. There are 16 different conditions, and then we bring in anatomy and physiology into the anatomy and then help you with those remedies and those symptoms and teach you how to best choose. And again, that program's by Dr. Marianne Ivons, and that just launched in January. We have a second program that is 150-hour acute care, and that includes clinicals. So you'll learn and watch cases of these acute. And your audience probably definitely knows the difference between acute and constitutional. But just to refresh, if you're acute, you know, it's I sprained my ankle, I got the flu. It's more right now urgency. Our third course is on constitutional, and it's the homeopathic practitioner program that I graduated with. And it is a 3-year program. And we bring in that acute care and the acute care and the clinic. There's Materia Medica that helps with the essence of all the remedies. Mm-hmm. And then there's philosophy. And we even at the third year help you start your business. And we have partnered what makes our school different. And I love number one is we have 13 teachers. So in the 3 years, they learn what I love is you learn a lot of different ways to do homeopathics and different people's ideas. And then you pick your own as you move through what works best for you and what your comfort zone is. Mm. But I always say, think outside the lunchbox. Mm-hmm. And the other great thing is we started this year, or the end of last year, we became with affiliates and an advisory board. So with our advisory board, we're the only school that offers these special guest lectures every other Tuesday. So like last week, we had Boron. Mm-hmm. So then they talked about pharmacy and what does that look like and how do you get started and how do you know what potency? Not that you don't learn that in the school, but it's fun to learn from an expert pharmaceutical company.
Absolutely.
We also work with a boot camp. So we get you ready for the CHC mm-hmm. and the national boards. Mm-hmm. So the school is incredible and you have three opportunities to come into the school at whatever level and time that you might have available. And they are welcome to call me or email me directly. Email I'm just going to throw out is jyl@shapeupus.org. They can get me for Shape Up or for the school, either way that way. And the website for the American Medical College is amcofosh.org.
Brilliant. And we'll have that in the show notes as well.
I want to make sure it's not all. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And quickly for our Australian listeners, Boron is actually a homeopathic manufacturer. So just in case they were wondering, because you mentioned about pharmaceuticals, and I just thought I'd just quickly pop that in there in case it didn't make sense for our Australian listeners. But they're probably the largest manufacturer in the US.
Yes.
That'd be about right. And yeah. I also wanted to check with you, Jill, the courses with the American College of Homeopathy, is that online or in person or a combination?
So it's great. It's all online. Everything is online. So the 45-hour acute care, it takes about 4 months to finish. We give you 6 months. With the 16 conditions, each condition is about 3 hours. Do one condition a week and you're done in 4 months. Beautiful. The 150 hours, we give you 9 months to do that. The three is a mix. So it is about 6/10 of it is at your own pace mm-hmm. and do your own, like the acute care. And the other 4/10 is with an educator online every other Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 2 Arizona Mountain Time. Clinical comes in the second year, so we add a little more time for you. But mm-hmm. everything is online. Don't have to be anywhere. You'll get all your clinics, all your teachers, all your self-help courses.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. Just before we wrap up, is there anything else that you want to get across to our listeners? Any other message that you want to make sure that they get out of today?
I want to thank you very much for your time. I'm very blessed to share all this. The school has grown leaps and bounds because of what this world's going through. And it's a perfect time for you to step in and, you know, educate yourself. My dream was to be a homeopathic practitioner before 60. And at 60, I turned a homeopathic practitioner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever that dream is to you, 3 years are going to go by anyway. And that's what I kept telling myself. Those 3 years are going to be a blink of an eye, you know, and jump in to uncomfortable situations so that you make a difference in your own life. And then the lives of so many people that you love and that you don't even know yet.
Absolutely. And even just the experience of training to become a homeopath is very healing in itself. And the amount of personal growth that you will do in that time is just amazing.
I'll return back the same. And it's just a forward of just incredible blessings and gifts through the universe. And as I say, people are welcome to do a Zoom with me anytime. Email me, we'll do a Zoom. I'll share more. Any way I can help with Shape Up and you want the curriculum, the fundraising, that's at clap4health.com. But you can also get it through our website at shapeupus.org. And just let me know how I best can support you and serve you, because that, I believe, is all of our missions in this world.
That's beautiful. Now, we always end up with a little bit of fun at the end of the episode. And I ask my guests what their three favorite homeopathic remedies are and why. But maybe in your case, we can put a twist on that and you can tell us three of the remedies that's in your curriculum and what they're good for.
Well, I have to say I have a couple go-tos. Yeah. People will call me homeopathic junkie. So aconitis, it just goes with me. If something, just any worries, whatever, it just takes it away in a second. I don't know why that is, but it's great. And it served me well. Another remedy, I guess arnica would be right up there, just because I play. And maybe you don't know about pickleball. Are you familiar with?
No.
So pickleball is like tennis on a smaller court with a wiffle ball and a paddle. And I play 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Night. And then hike. So I'm really active. So my other favorite remedy, I would say, is arnica. And I've gotten everyone in my community, part of that. My other remedy that I probably share the most with people is the flu remedy, the
oxaliclocinum.
How do you say it? Oxaliclocinum. Yes. Yeah. We call it the pro.
Yeah. Or Anasbarb as well. So oxaliclocinum is the brand name for the remedy Anasbarb, which is made from duck.
Okay. And I'd say those three I share with the most people, but it's just so many. We're coming up for our app to make kits so that you'll love this story. And he comes up, Boron says, let's go with seven. I can't do seven.
No, you can't do six. Okay. Not enough.
let's go with 16. I write back a few minutes later, I can't do 16. We're up to 40.
Yeah. Okay. Then you're scratching the surface.
And I say, I can live with these top 40s.
Yeah.
So we're coming up with kits for people to go when they get the homeopathic helper to be able to have kits so they're able to get those. But it's just too hard,
Too hard. I'm up to 1,400 remedies in my personal stock. So, it's a 40 scratches the surface.
Yeah, exactly. I have drawers.
Yeah, exactly.
Containers and you name it. I can open my own pharmacy.
They're like friends. Like, how do you choose between friends? Can't just choose 40 friends. You got to have all of them.
Exactly. I totally agree. And how much fun is that?
Yeah, absolutely. I really hope people get in touch with you because this program sounds revolutionary. I am excited for the kiddies who are going to be learning this and how this is going to expand their minds and teach them from a very young age to not just look at what's right in front of them, but to think deeper and to ask more questions and to look at the picture holistically. And if we can do that in, this one aspect of our lives and then expand that to all aspects of our lives where we're asking bigger questions, we're looking behind everything and we're looking at things in a more holistic way, then, maybe we can make a small little start at healing this planet, because there's a lot of work to be done and healing ourselves.
Kids do as kids see. So remember that. And, they're going to watch you.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to bring in new things to your homes. Mm-hmm. And as I always tell people, my kids know no different. This is how they were brought up. Wouldn't it be great if the whole world was brought up this way?
Absolutely. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Jill. Keep on rocking and doing your amazing work. And I'm going to go listen to that homeopathy rap song now.
You'll have to play it at your next one to enter. webinar.
Wonderful. All the best. Have a great day. You. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
New thing we bring it to you, homeopathy. Options, lots of options, that's the thing I know for sure. Especially when I'm sick and I wanna find a healthy cure. A traditional doctor may just be the best thing that I see. But many times it makes sense to go with homeopathy.
universal, but it works, some people say. To learn about homeopathy, homeopathy today. So hip hop, homeopathy, to the library I go. To research things that I want to know and things I need to know. History, Dr. Handyman, you see, but only the beginning of the info I will see. So hip hop, homeopathy, to the internet I go. To research things that I want to learn and things I need to know. Remedies that come from natural sources, like plants, animals, minerals, they even mention horses. These remedies have the strangest things, but one way or another, they work to heal one body part, but they harm any other. So hip-hop, homeopathy, to the homeopath I go. To talk face-to-face in person about what else I need to know. Certified professionals help make really good choices. Sorting through remedies and reducing conflicting voices.